The holidays can be a difficult time of the year. Stress often builds throughout the holiday season, making it the one time of the year where people report feeling acute depression, anxiety, and loneliness. In today's feature report, WFHB News Director Wes Martin speaks with area counselor and therapist Amanda Barge about some of the feelings that come up over the holidays for those for whom the time may not quite be so merry or bright.
This is WFHB News Director Wes Martin, and I'm here with Amanda Barge. We're talking about your private practice as a counselor, and what kind of counseling do you do?
Right now, I do mostly family therapy and work with teens. But I've worked with all different populations. I've done emergency service. I've done addictions. I've worked with just individuals. I've done groups. But right now, I'm just enjoying working with teens and families.
And when we talk about the holidays and how the holidays end up being a source of stress for people, what is that? Where is that coming from? Where does that stress come from for those of us who don't necessarily? I feel like there's two different kinds of people, right? You either love the holidays or you dread them.
Totally.
And so where does that stress or anxiety come from?
So I think people, even people that love the holidays, get stressed about the holidays. So stress is applicable to everybody. So there's good stress and bad stress. But I think the people that tend to hate the holidays are people who may be more introverted. So on top of potentially feeling grief and loss during the holidays, or seeing a change in like our weather and a change in seasons and dreading the upcoming January, February, people are also on top of it. They have huge expectations for the holidays. So I would say expectations. I would say the impending weather, knowing that a lot of people have seasonal affective disorder, and knowing that most of us Hoosiers, we don't like January, February. We just don't. And it's rare. And then, you know, again, just going back to that grief piece. So those are some big ones.
Can you talk a little bit more about the grief piece? What do you mean in particular when you're talking about grief? Are you talking about maybe somebody has lost someone in their family or is feeling that loss more acutely during the season?
Absolutely. So it could be death. It could be divorce. It could be a reminder of the fact that maybe something has changed for you. Maybe you lost your pet and last holiday you had your pet with you. So it's just a feeling of just general. It can just be a feeling of something's different this year or loss in general. And then, yeah, obviously, if you've had a significant death in your life, the holidays can be really difficult, especially if you've lost someone around a holiday, which can be pretty horrible.
So. And so in some of the ways when we're talking about the holidays are difficult for some people, when we're talking about that, what does that look like or how does that manifest? Maybe the anxiety about, like you said, January and February versus the grief of loss, you know, or the reminder, or like you had said, some of the expectations we put on ourselves.
So sometimes I think there are different types of people. Some people love the holidays and they get all excited at the very beginning of the season. And then you see them towards the end and they look totally distraught, exhausted. And so they get excited about the idea of the holiday, but their expectations are super high. And so they maybe also just feel like everything has to be perfect. We've all heard that before, experienced people who are that way. And so if they don't have the right gifts, or they don't have enough people show up for a meal, or they've missed out on, maybe they are on social media and they see they missed a party or they didn't get invited, FOMO, fear of missing out. All those expectations can play into how stressed you are. So there's that type of person. Then there's the person who potentially may be a little more introverted, who just totally doesn't want to do all the holiday stuff. And it is that part of it's overwhelming for them. Less about expectations, but more about, you know, gosh, I've got, you know, 8 party invitations. I don't want to go to any of them. I just want to stay home and be in my pajamas and watch Netflix, which is totally fine. So I would say those are kind of the two separate people. And then that's the sort of negative reactions that can lead to stress. Both of those, people who love the holidays, people who don't love them.
And before we talk a little bit about stress, can you tell me, are those expectations coming internally, or is it coming from like Hallmark and all of the, you know, you turn on the radio, we're guilty of it. You turn on the television and anywhere that you consume media, you see, you know, a white Bing Crosby Christmas and many people's home lives don't necessarily reflect, you know, that 1950s or whatever standard of the American family and dream and everything. So is that internally? Is it externally? Is it some kind of combination?
I'm glad you brought that up. So the media often reflects our society. So yeah, is it internal? It's actually, it's learned. It's a learned behavior. So however your family celebrates holidays is most likely how you're going to judge whether or not you're doing a good enough job or whether or not you're enjoying yourself. So if you grew up in a family where at holidays, everyone, you had parents or caregivers who felt like everything had to be perfect and just so, chances are you're going to internalize some of that and grow up with that. And so it's up to you to empower yourself to say, things don't have to be perfect. So, and then I also think though, what you mentioned, just that the economic piece of it is, yeah, you're looking at social media and you see these beautiful, beautiful images of other people's holiday celebrations. And then you start to feel like I'm not good enough. What I'm doing isn't good enough. And that can lead to some holiday stress too.
Now getting away from like expectations of the holidays mm-hmm. and where some of that stress is coming from. Can we move on a little bit further into the grief aspect of that and what that ends up looking like for some people during the holidays?
Sure. So that is more of how I would describe depression or situational depression. So some people, it can be just a trigger or a reminder of the fact that maybe they've lost a parent or they've lost a close loved one. So maybe it's they're at a party and they smell, you know, like mulled cider. And it's like, oh my gosh, that reminds me of my mom. She's not here. And so that's kind of how it can manifest itself. And then it can become this sort of cycle of it's hard for me to get excited about anything to do with the holidays because I'm missing that person, right? In terms of how people experience that, it's just different for everybody. And grief can look different to everybody. So for some people, it's that they want, you know, they feel sad and they feel alone. And so they isolate. You know, some people put on a smiley face. You'd have no idea they were feeling that way. And you see them at all the parties or you see them at dinners and they kind of keep it inside. So everybody experiences things, grief differently.
Besides the individuality of it, mm-hmm. Are we likely to know, oh, I feel down. Mm-hmm. And is it because I'm missing mom a lot, you know, or because I'm feeling somebody's absence acutely? Or is it possible that I wouldn't even know necessarily that that's where this is coming from?
Both. I approach the holidays knowing how I'm going to feel beforehand. I know exactly my patterns, and also being a therapist, it helps. So I've learned that about myself. I'm one of those that I know I'm going to get excited at the beginning, and then by the end, I'm going to be like, okay, I'm done, right? And so no, I know the things that can be sort of triggers for me. And so I think just getting to know your own pattern in terms of how you feel at different types of the year. So some people experience more holiday and stress and depression, but some people experience more depression in the summer. So getting a really good handle on how you feel, you don't even necessarily need a therapist for that. You just need to be your own detective. So so getting an idea of how the holidays impact you.
The next piece that I wanted to go to was then talking about sad and talking about seasonal.
Oh, right.
Affective disorder. Well, affective disorder?
Yeah, seasonal affective disorder. And you asked, actually, that's what it was. Some people won't even know. That's right. Some people don't know kind of what they may just feel a little empty, or they may feel like not as excited about celebrating the holidays or even participating, and they may not know why. So not everyone's going to know why. That's why it's important to sort of become a good detective about your feelings and really know these are the things that I know. Like if I, you know, knowing that if I get too hungry, angry, lonely, or tired, I'm going to feel worse. So there's this called HALT. So just knowing kind of external triggers and things that can cause you to feel worse and being aware of those things.
That was area counselor and therapist Amanda Barge speaking with WFHB News Director Wes Martin. Hotlines are available for those feeling grief, stress, or anxiety this holiday season. A 24/7 hotline is available via Centerstone at 1-800-832-5442.